Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate. As many of you already know, during April, I take this month off as pre-planned to focus on my students as we are preparing for our AP exams. And through everything that the world is going through, our students are still taking their exams. So we are remotely teaching and working our way through that process until our test in May. But I wanted to bring to you an episode during this time that I thought many listeners would enjoy. And as it was and is the fifth highest downloaded episode of all time on the Simple Sophisticate, I thought this is definitely one people may even want to listen to again. We're talking about hygge, the phenomenon of hygge, and living simply luxuriously. So much of those two concepts do overlap, as many readers have brought to my attention and as I have recognized as I've read a handful of books on the subject of hygge, which is spelled, as many of you know, H-Y-G-G-E. Now, that was episode 148. So it was shared about 3 years ago here on the podcast, but I do think you'll enjoy it. It'll help you cultivate an even more welcoming and cozy environment in your home, a place where we are spending far more time in than we may have expected or even wanted. Now, before I begin the episode, I just want to let you know that every Monday when there is not a new podcast episode, such as today, there will always be a brand new Monday motivational post, and there is one today on the blog. In fact, I'm sharing with readers 11 things you have control over right now. If you want to dive into those and see what those are, be sure to stop by the blog. And with that, let's get to episode 148, The Hygge Phenomenon and Living Simply Luxuriously. Welcome to 148th episode of The Simple Sophisticate. Today we're going to talk about the phenomenon known as hygge, spelled H-Y-G-G-E. I'm sure you may have come across it, maybe even not even trying to. You saw it in a headline, you saw it at a bookstore. It seems to be a little bit of everywhere, and it's actually a wonderful thing, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But before I get to the topic of today's episode, a glimpse at what this week's petit plaisir is. We're taking you into the kitchen. We're going to share with you a resource from one of my favorite cookbook authors. I'm excited to share another book that you may just want to check out first in the library, and then if you love it, to purchase for yourself or a gift for a friend who loves French cooking and quality food and recipes. All right, but back to today's topic, the hygge phenomenon and living simply luxuriously. I want to bring in or begin with a quote from the Dalai Lama. Man, because he sacrifices his health in order to make money, then he sacrifices money to recuperate his health, and then he is anxious about the future that he does not enjoy the present. The result being that he does not live in the present or the future. He lives as if he is never going to die, and then dies having never really lived. I share that quote with you because this idea of hygge is a means for bringing us back to the present and savoring what's really important and actually at the foundation of living a quality and contented life. And when I heard this quote from the Dalai Lama, someone shared it with me a few weeks ago, I started to think about it. And I did briefly talk about it in last week's weekly newsletter that went out to subscribers. But this idea that we plan, we're not really present, we're planning for this future that may never come, may not materialize the way we want it to. The key being, we need to figure out how to live well now. Because if we're not living well now, there may not be a tomorrow. And as we know, tomorrow's never promised. Doesn't mean we can't plan, but it's the idea of how do we live well now?
And that's what HUGA really speaks to. And so I wanted to bring it into this podcast and to look at it through the lens of how is it similar to living simply luxuriously. So let's get started. Most Sunday mornings at around 9 or 10 o'clock, you will find me in my living room, having just returned from walking my boys, Norman and Oscar, settling in with a pot of black tea, a warm croissant from a local bakery, and the Sunday newspapers. Such simple pleasures bring me a priceless amount of happiness, and I look forward to this weekly ritual as I tuck into bed each Saturday night. In fact, on today's show notes, you'll see a picture from a couple weeks ago of my Sunday with my dogs and my little simple luxuries that I just spoke about. I post this image often on the blog because it happens quite regularly. And it is something so simple that we can curate for ourselves if you too would enjoy something like this. The recent trending term, HUGA, spelled H-Y-G-G-E, in the lifestyle publishing industry, springs from the happiest country in the world as found by extensive research compiled by the United Nations World Happiness Report. In fact, it was in 2006 that it was ranked the happiest, and just last Monday, the latest happiness report came out as well, and I'll provide a link to that so you can see exactly where your country falls on that report. Simply defined, incorporating HUGA into your way of living is a choice to encourage the enjoyment of life's simple pleasures. In other words, to cultivate a strong well-being. There are a multitude of books focused exactly on how to welcome a HUGA lifestyle into your life out on the market at the moment. And I share a handful of them on today's show notes. I think I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And they've all just been recently published in the last year. And there's even more when you search them on bookshelves and bookshops and online. But I'll provide a link and images to all those most talked about and discussed covers. Needless to say, the attention to a way of life that welcomes in the simplicity and everyday savoring of pleasures and reminds of the gifts a welcoming sanctuary can bring into our everyday lives is something that tickles me immensely, as you might imagine. Many Simply Luxurious Life readers and listeners to this podcast have pointed out the similarities between HUGA and living simply luxuriously. And after reading two books on the subject, I certainly have to agree. So that's what we're going to talk about today. How exactly do these two concepts overlap? How are they similar? Let's take a look. The first way, it's about savoring quality in every arena of life, from the food that we eat, whether it's a decadent hot chocolate with homemade whipped cream, or to the relationships that we build, the people we spend time with and enjoy their company. It could also just simply be your everyday experiences. How do we make those simple pleasures? And it's about a small but welcoming home. So creating a sanctuary, as we'll talk about at number two, that fosters being able to appreciate simple pleasures. So number one is about savoring a quality of life in every arena. Two is, as I just mentioned, cultivating a sanctuary where you can relax, unwind, and rejuvenate. This is the place that when you come home, no matter what time of day, you love stepping over that threshold. It brings you calm, a deep breath aside, and you just lose all track of time. And it's a wonderful place to be, especially when it's cold out or dark out or rainy. You can find comfort in your space with those that you love, or if you're by yourself. Three, light a candle or two or three. Create a mood, an ambiance. The Danes are known for lighting a lot of candles, and there's a reason for that. It does create a lovely, welcoming, warm mood and a feeling in the room. It softens the light, which is much more peaceful. And if you want scented candles, that's one of the things I enjoy. It's a lovely way to, again, set a particular calming situation to share with those you enjoy spending time with. Number four is cultivating trust in those you love, in the communities you live and work in. So it comes back to that whole idea of relationships. You want to build a place, a life, where trust is at the foundation. One of the things they pointed out as being the reasons that Danes are so happy is that they trust each other. They leave their baby carriages outside of the coffee shop and go in and have a cup of tea with a friend and their children. They don't have to lock everything up. Now, it's not to say you shouldn't be vigilant. You know where you live. You know your community. But it is that idea of trust. And when you can trust your neighborhood and your people in your neighborhood, and we can trust the city or town you live in, when you can trust the people that you've welcomed into your life, you bring into your life a bit more ease, in fact, a lot more ease and calm. Number 5, building a life that enables you to feel free, thus realizing you have more control over your level of happiness than you may have once assumed. In other words, you truly can become the CEO of your own life while building and being a partner in your community, home, and workplace. You have so much more control of your happiness. And when you know the tools that you can cultivate and build within yourself, you can then build that happiness, let go of the unnecessary, cultivate quality, let go of quantity, and that happiness quotient increases. Number 6, it involves a strong, respectful support system. When you have people in your life that are positive, are hopeful, are looking out for your best interests, not trying to hinder you or hold you back or limit your freedom or get in the way of yourself, reaching your full potential, but rather the opposite, and you are supportive of them as well, you are going to create a life of more happiness. The key is to have meaningful, positive social relationships. And that obviously can start at the home, but it can filter out and should filter out into your community, into your place of work. And it is something that is a skill. It's not something that just happens. You have to be making a conscious choice. We've talked about that many different times here on the podcast, on the blog, and I'll share with you a few links so you can dive deeper into that and how you build that. But when you have a strong, respectful support system that wants you to do well, wants you to be happy, and vice versa, we all thrive. We all become a little happier. Number 7, practice gratitude and let go of want. So this is going to help you become more present. This is going to help you appreciate where you are now and what you have that you can be grateful for. And as we've heard many times, the quip, when we appreciate what we have, we often get more of that. When we are constantly thinking we don't have enough, we will never be satisfied. So 7 is practice gratitude and let go of want. 8, build and cultivate loving, strong, healthy relationships. The quality of one's happiness increases with improved relationships. Not interestingly enough, when we make more money. There's a quote from one of the authors of the United Nations World Happiness Report, and he states, "America has gotten richer, a lot richer, over the past 50 years, but we've not gotten happier." That's from Jeffrey Sachs. And I think that's something important to note. There is a threshold, obviously, it depends on where you live, the cost of living and whatnot. As long as you can meet your basic needs, there is a threshold, though, that once you reach it, and a few years ago in a study, it was $75,000 a year. Obviously, that's going to depend on where you live. But beyond that, people don't get any happier with making more money. It comes back to your social bonds, healthy social bonds. 9.
Staying healthy and strong is more important than ever. And for me, it's all about walking my dogs regularly, doing a weekly yoga class. And in order for many of us to stay resilient and healthy, we look to supplements. And that is what Objective Wellness offers. Objective offers targeted solutions like better sleep, firmer skin, or a healthy immune system. Their products are crafted with high quality ingredients shown to deliver specific results. And their ingredients are backed by science. Behind each ingredient, there are scientific studies and endless hours of research. Objective sources active extracts from blueberries, saffron, and even microalgae, which provides an antioxidant 6,000 times stronger than vitamin C. Objective knows that wellness looks different for everyone, and there is no one-size-fits-all solution. And that's why Objective focuses on targeted solutions, giving your support exactly where you need it. In fact, their muscle soreness cream is something that would definitely be of use for anyone who is like me lately. I've been out in the garden, I've been pulling weeds, my hands, my legs, my hamstrings, so sore. And their relief and cooling menthol joint and muscle soother would be exactly what I would reach for. Now, as a Simple Sophistica listener, you have the opportunity to get 20% off your first order. If you're not completely satisfied, you can get a full refund. That's the Objective promise. Objective will help you feel your best. Again, that's objectivewellness.com. Use the promo code Sophisticate for 20% off. And if you're not completely satisfied, you can get a full refund. So be sure to visit objectivewellness.com using the promo code Sophisticate.
Number 9, become a lover of books. Discover the pleasure reading can bring when a wide open afternoon, evening, or 30 minutes anywhere in your day arises. Pick up a book, snuggle up, and dive into discovering something new or be taken away into another world. Keep the television off, put your cell phone away, and get lost, letting go of time. Number 10, become a regular visitor of nature. From one of the books that I purchased and found to be quite helpful with regards to understanding hygge, they share that whether you are sitting by a river in Sweden or in a vineyard in France or just in your garden or nearby park, being surrounded by nature enables you to bring your guard down and adds a certain simplicity. There is, as we know, a very calming effect when we step out into nature. It helps us be more appreciative. It slows us down. That fresh air is something that you just can't purchase anywhere else. It is an opportunity to appreciate the now. Number 11, choose to be fully present. Put away the technology. Allow your mind to be in the here and now and look around you. Savor the sun if it's out. Savor the company that you're with. Savor the flavor of the food that you're eating. Savor the amazing life you have the fortune to be living. Number 12, cultivate calm. Now, I dive deep into this idea in a previous blog post. I'll provide a link to that post on today's show notes next to number 12. But the idea is it has to be intentional. You can't just say, okay, I'm gonna focus my well-being. Well, how do you do that? You need to cultivate calm. When you can be comfortable in your own company, when you can master your mind, there's so many different things you can do to cultivate that calm. Another part of it is simply just choosing the right people to be around, being conscious in your decisions, not just following, not just being led blindly. So I'll share that link on today's show notes if you want to learn more about cultivating calm. 13, savor simple rituals. As I shared at the top of today's episode, one of my simple rituals is my Sunday routine with the newspapers and a croissant. And it's just, it, like I said, it's simple, but it's something that you can look forward to. And just like when you plan a vacation and you have months to look forward to it, there is an excitement to that enlivens your everyday, even if you're not on that vacation yet, because you know you're going to be on that vacation soon and you know you're going to probably have an amazing time. And especially with the rituals that you do again and again and again, you know they bring you pleasure. They bring you calm or peace. And so when you look forward to them, not only is that moment when you savor them wonderful, but so is the now when you get to look forward to them. Number 14, let go of competitiveness. The mindset of a market economy versus a social democratic economy is at once significant and worth contemplating. Often based on where we live, the country, the economy, and the culture we are raised in, when we see our success based on how others fare as well, in a market economy, it is more likely to be an independent mindset, and in the social democratic economy, it is more of a collective success one seeks. Ultimately, we only have control over ourselves, but to ignore how our behavior and decisions affect others is to ignore the power of emotional intelligence in our lives. When we consider others in our decision-making, it is a means of paying it forward, of cultivating more wellness, kindness, and positive behavior that builds each other up rather than tears one another down. So 14 is to let go of that competitiveness. Yes, you can absolutely improve yourself, but be aware of things outside of you and how your change, your your drive, your striving forward, which is a very healthy and must-do thing, just be aware of how it affects others. And I'll provide a link to a previous episode that I talked about what emotional intelligence is, because it really is a balance of understanding yourself and how your actions and words and whatnot affect others as well. And last but not least, number 15, seek internal approval rather than external approval. Refrain from needing to wear labels or purchase more or larger homes, cars, clothing, shoes, etc. A mindset set on fine-tuning one's outer appearance is a person who has not found peace within. When you do have peace within, the external becomes far less important, and the once temporary highs are substituted with permanent peace. The primary underlying similarity that is at the core of living well, living simply luxuriously, and thereby incorporating a hygge approach to life is to truly appreciate and savor the life we've each been given now. To drink the marrow from life, so to speak, every day. It need not be excessive, expensive, or grand. The true pleasures are actually quite simple. It is the moments of sitting next to those you love, letting go of time and letting go of worry, knowing you're living well, you're living wisely, and you haven't been pulled off track by the marketing masses that merely want your money when superficially they promise you more happiness. They are wrong. You are right when you choose to live in such a way that focuses on your well-being. And well-being cannot be purchased. It must be consciously cultivated, tended to, and patiently fine-tuned. For today's show notes, visit the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast148. And thank you for tuning in. And thank you to those who reached out to me as they noticed a similarity. Because sometimes it's nice to hear that others are doing something similar, and knowing that it works well for them validates the mission of living simply luxuriously. So thank you for that. I sincerely appreciate the emails, comments, and tweets. Now we have a petit plaisir that ties in well with today's topic of hygge. Stay tuned and I'll be right back with a book I think you will enjoy if you are a cook or someone who simply just enjoys to eat. I'll be right back. All right, welcome back. This week's petit plaisir is the new and latest cookbook from Patricia Wells, My Master Recipes, 165 Recipes to Inspire Confidence in the Kitchen, with dozens of variations. And that subtitle right there is why I really like this book. So for example, she's organized in her table of contents her book by a skill. So rather than organizing it by lunch, breakfast, and whatnot, she organizes it by, I'm going to give you some examples, blanch, steam, simmer, infuse, and that's a bunch of infusing flavors into salts and oils and butter. Oh, and then she moves on to grind, sear, deep fry. So all these skills that then you incorporate into recipes. And it really is, again, just like living well. It's the tools that when you have those are going to be the foundation. So then you can cook anything. But the best part about it is she talks about the skill, and then she gives you a master recipe for that skill. So for example, one of her skills is roast. All right, that's simple enough, I think, but maybe not. Maybe there's other difficult things as well. Yes, there are. What am I talking about? Anyway, a simple roasted recipe that she starts off with, this is her master recipe, is roasted autumn rainbow vegetables. This is the easiest thing to make in the world, but why not make it spectacular? And that's what her master recipe does. Then she gives you a few other recipes to dress it up a little bit. That's what I like about this book. She gives you about two or three extra recipes beyond the master recipe and talking about that particular skill. It's a beautiful concept of a book. And then the last little extra that she gives you is sources for the pantry and the kitchen. And I always enjoy that when chefs do it, because while I won't maybe take everything they suggest, there may be something that I think, oh, I wouldn't have thought to add that. And I do enjoy her recipes, so I better make sure I have that in my pantry. This is a book that I actually just saw in my own library this last weekend. So you can check it out at your library, I have a feeling, to see if it is indeed something you want. But I think what you'll find, as I am discovering, This is a wonderful resource for you, the cook, who wants delicious and simple recipes. And again, the core is to learn the skills, and that's what this book does. So I'll provide a link to my master recipes on today's show notes, the simplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast148. And you'll see a picture from my Instagram feed as it just arrived last week. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each Monday's podcast, where I'll recommend a book, a film, or a recipe, anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, stop by the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up the book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide. To stay caught up on the most recent podcasts, blog posts, and receive exclusive news as well as an extra dose of inspiration, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's weekly newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or your morning coffee, just in time to jumpstart the weekend. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Abels. Bonne journée.